What's up, Zach Oates here, author, entrepreneur, and customer relationship guru. Welcome to Give an Ovation, growth strategies for restaurants and retailers, where we find industry leaders to share their secrets to grow your business. This podcast is brought to you by Ovation, the actionable guest feedback tool that works on or off premise and is easy, real time, and actually drives revenue. Learn more at ovationup.com. Welcome to another edition of Give an Ovation. As you see, we have got two guests today, and I am super excited about this. We have Scott Johnson, also known as Scotty. Scotty is the VP of Sales for FanWide, and he has over 20 years in the restaurant industry. Phenomenal guy. He's going to get into some incredible insights that he's seen from working with restaurants around the country. And around the world, quite frankly. And we also have the founder and CEO of FanWide, Simon Perryman, who, incidentally, totally randomly, we were introduced by a third party recently. I say reintroduced, I should say, because we actually played football together. And by playing football, Simon, what position were you?
I was tight end, defensive end.
Tight end, defensive end. I played left out. I was a bench warmer. So by played football, what I really mean is I watched Simon play football. And when we had enough for the practice squad, I was one of the ones that he would crush. So anyway, Simon, Scotty, so glad that you guys are on. Appreciate it. Let's start off by just talking real quick about FanWide. Simon, what does FanWide do?
So we founded the company back in 2016 as a way to make fan engagement easier. One of the big challenges I had as somebody who traveled the world was always finding a great place where I could watch my Duke basketball or my New York Giants football. And sometimes it's tough to find a bar that's got that right channel. So that was kind of my first inspiration behind it. Take all of this information spread out across Facebook, Meetup, every alumni site, and bring it all together. And so FanWide manages the world's largest directory of sports fan communities. Let us know where you are, where you want to go, what your favorite team is, and we help you go to the right place. But once we build that business, we then started getting bars and restaurants coming to us and saying, we want to get listed. We want to host a fan community. Help us do that. And that's really where our evolution into building a technology platform for independent sports bars started. First, we helped them create business connections. Then we help them do sports scheduling, automating their social media, search engine optimization, and really a whole suite of marketing tools to help these independent sports bars be able to compete with some of the big boys in the market. Over time, we added loyalty programs, and then we had access to so many bars that professional sports leagues were coming to us and asking for our help setting up their bar networks. So we're the official bar partner of the Spanish Soccer League, La Liga, International Rugby League, and dozens of other teams and leagues from around the world. And that was really the inspiration. Help people find a place to go. Bars want to be a part of it. We provide them with tools, and then we integrate them with our larger partner network.
Right, because it is just so much more fun to watch sports with people, right? I have like a moral obligation to watch sports with other people. Like it just feels wrong watching it by yourself. And so watching it with people is awesome. And obviously, recently with the pandemic, things have been kind of crazy, right? I mean, sports, bars, I mean, a lot of those things have been shut down. But you guys have done a phenomenal job pivoting and figuring out how to fit the needs of the market. We're going to dive into that in a little bit, but just want to let you guys know, really respect how you guys have evolved what seems like a total catastrophe into something that's that you guys are turning into something really successful. And obviously, you know, not to undermine the fact that there is a lot of bad that's going on right now, but with all that, there's good too, and you guys are finding that. So way to go for that. So what are some of the, you know, Scotty, what are some of the trends that you're seeing? What are some of the things that you're hearing as, you know, both of us are both of our companies are working with tons of restaurants all over the place. What are some of the trends that you're seeing in here?
I mean, the big thing is everybody had to go from traditional restaurant to delivery pickup. right? And a lot of places simply weren't set up for that, nor do they have menus designed for that. So that's where we came up with the virtual cooking classes to help restaurants be able to serve with some sort of economy of scale to be able to serve lots of people. And now, I mean, we just got the state of California released the guidelines for restaurants being able to open back up. And there's going to be things like reduced capacity. I mean, I'm talking to a great sports bar down in San Francisco right now called Boardwalk. And we're going back and forth because I want to know, obviously, San Francisco is in the epicenter, probably one of the worst hit places in California. And what are they hearing from their local county? And, you know, they're going to go from being able to house 250 people to 45 people. How do you get those people in the door? You have to do temperature checks. So a lot of these restaurants are getting hit just on revenue, like the, you know, per person averages are way down because obviously you can't charge as much for a to-go order that you could when they're inside the bar, your upsells, your appetizers, this. So they're just ordering one meal. So it's been interesting talking to these restaurateurs because I feel it. I mean, I went through it in 2007, 2008 with the housing crisis. So I know where they're kind of at. We're going, well, how do we solve this? I think this is a lot worse than that situation. But slowly but surely, those that survive will be stronger. And I think the revenue side is going to come from the perspective of charging door entrancy fees. You know, hey, we're going to have this game. German soccer starting this weekend. English Premier League is on this weekend. We have it on this TV. Maybe they start charging a door fee and selling tickets to get them in the door. You know, so the economy is going to change. We just don't know how it's going to change yet.
And when.
And when.
Yeah, I saw a picture recently. It says, you know, reopening soon. And there was a sticker that was over, that was in between it that said, probably not. And, you know, because we just, it's hard. We don't know what's happening, right? And it's definitely a challenge to understand that. So what are some things that overall, are you seeing that restaurants and bars, are they hopeful? Are they worried? What's the general feeling that they're having?
I think everybody's worried. I mean, just to say the least, a lot of investment in getting places. We were talking to a great bar down in LA that literally opened up a week before COVID hit. Oh. So here's their investment in this great sports bar. And now what? You know what I mean? So do they keep people on staff? How are they going to staff? You know, people are making more money on unemployment than they do working. You know, how are they going to, I think they're going to have to go back and look at how they distribute tips. You know, this whole idea of waiters keeping the large tranche of the tips is going to change. And you're going to see, you know, tip pooling. So the entire staff working together, because there's going to be a lot more cleaning, a lot more enforcement, and a lot more elements to being able to service the greater public that wasn't there prior to this situation. And we're going to see some evolutions in the revenue, but general feeling is worry. I mean, restaurateurs are tenacious by their nature, right? We evolve. We're always looking at food trends. You know, macaroni balls are the new thing, so we got to do this, you know, whatever it is. And we're always looking for ways to improve our business and serve our local market to drive more business in the door. But now we're looking at internal changes to our business and the way that revenue is distributed across all the employees so that we can provide them with a living wage and everybody's able to enjoy themselves. I mean, that's what it comes down to. If you have a staff that's not happy, you're not going to have happy customers.
Yeah, I think that is totally spot on, is having that staff that's happy, making sure that, and you know, the best way to keep staff happy is to make sure your customers are happy, right? And if your customers are happy, people like making people happy. And so just making sure that you have the right policies and practices in place, making sure that you have a way to fix issues quickly if they arise, making sure that you are fostering that culture of great customer satisfaction,
there's going to be a lot of training on the side of the restaurants moving forward on empathy, right? I mean, we as waiters, as staff, as, you know, bartenders, we have a high degree of it by the nature of working in the industry, but now it's an extra level. I have to check your temperature before you can come in the door. You know, these are a lot of interpersonal things that are very, you know, Americans live in a privileged privacy that doesn't exist in the rest of the world, and it's slowly eroding. And how do restaurateurs address that now so they can maintain revenue, but also keep their staff safe from conflict, you know,
right?
Because that's going to be a major issue moving forward. So it's going to be interesting to see how restaurants evolve in the sense of, you know, tip pooling. Do they charge something at the door, a ticket, to be able to get in and watch a major game if they're only allowed 45 people in a 200-person venue? You know, how are they going to manage social distancing inside that bar at that point? You know, like, there's going to be a lot of things that we haven't thought of yet that's going to be fun to be part of, to say the least. Someone has to solve it.
Yeah. And with all of that, how are you guys – you know, you mentioned virtual cooking, and we'd love to dive into that a little bit, because how are you handling all of this? Like, what things, Simon, are you guys building out to help support these bars and restaurants?
What we've tried to do is take some of the technology that we've built for professional sports teams and adapt this to the restaurant space. So our traditional business working with sports teams is building fan community. Not only do we do that at bars, but we have our own video platform that allows groups of people from the same area to get together, watch a game, and kind of have a live interactive chat session, fully white labeled and customized for each sports team. And so what we've done is we've taken this community video technology, and we're now offering this to bars, restaurants, for them to be able to host their own virtual cooking classes. So the way this works is we are working with restaurants that are really looking to, you know, generally have higher end food. Generally, it's quality food that maybe doesn't do well at takeout. You know, it doesn't freeze well. It's complicated. You're not going to prepare it from scratch from home. We're talking, you know, lobster steak, restaurant quality food. And we're having chefs set up a menu and do a live cooking show with local patrons picking up the ingredients during the day. Now, it's a little bit different from a Blue Apron, where you have to do everything from scratch and it takes 3 hours. It's different from takeout because you are doing a little bit of cooking, but we've scoped these shows to be about 30 to 45 minutes in length. And the way it works is our chefs are posting menus online on particular days, particular times. They can do multiple menus in a single night if they want. And then our patrons go and sign up. And they say, on Saturday night at 6 p.m., I'm interested in cooking the beef wagyu. They sign up. They tell us how many plates they're ordering, how many people are at their home. They have the ability to do add-ons, such as pairing it with wine or other types of food and beverage, add a dessert. They buy a ticket. This is really their virtual table. And then FanWide will go collect all of that. We send that over to the restaurant. And the day of the event, the chef prepares it. And we're talking about preparing it like a chef would in the kitchen, in a line, right? The food's already been pre-cooked, pre-marinated, yeah. Pre-seared. It's ready to go, ready to heat up, ready to plate. And so the restaurants can either have local delivery if they want to employ more of their own staff. They can work with a delivery partner, or they can offer pickup during a window, which is all curbside contactless. So guests throughout the day, they get their ingredients, they'll put them back in the fridge at home, and everybody tunes in at the same time. During this live event, which goes about 45 minutes again, we'll get an introduction from the chef, the manager, the sommelier, talk about the ingredients, how it was cooked, how it was prepared. So make it entertainment, make it educational. While we're going through that, the guests can have their salad, have their appetizers, and then we'll heat up the main meal. Different guests can say how they want their steak cooked. Now, during the cooking show, one thing that's unique is that the guests can actually ask for real-time feedback from the chef. They can take their mobile device, their laptop, show the food, and ask the chef, is this ready to flip the steak yet? So it's real hands-on interactive cooking, but still maintaining the social distances and really allowing guests to have restaurant quality food at home. They cook alongside the chef while supporting the local industry and, more importantly, the supply chain as well.
That is super cool. And so people can just sign up with you and they can, you know, have an implementation of something like this, right?
That's right. We're open to any restaurant anywhere in the US or Canada that's interested in participating. Reach out to Scott at fanwide.com, connect with us, and we'd be more than happy to take you through training. The technology is super simple. You just need a laptop or a cell phone. We give you a script. We handhold you through the process. We jointly promote the event for you. So you're going to promote it to your existing patrons on your mailing list. We're going to promote it. And then we do everything for you, helping you throw a great event. You just have to cook the food. And we, of course, collect some revenue from that, which I think is critical as well. We're finding that a lot of fine dining restaurants as well are being particularly hit by this. You know, they have longer meal service, fewer tables, generally older patrons as well, who might be more health conscious. So we're really trying to go get a great solution here, helping out that whole ecosystem. But not just the restaurants, also the entire supply chain as well.
Yeah, totally love that. So, all right, final pieces of advice. Scotty, we'll start with you.
I mean, the big thing is like, you're going to have to change things up. I mean, we're joking, people are going to put mannequins to create semblance of people being inside the place. But when it comes to delivery, our solution offers an opportunity to serve many with one meal for the night, and everybody gets to have a safe dining experience. It's not the same as going out to a restaurant, but it mimics the experience to the best of our ability. We're not changing anything from the perspective of what the kitchen already does. They're gonna prep the food and the chef goes, hey, fire ticket number 4. This is the same thing, only you're doing it for 40 people simultaneously and they're cooking at home.
Yep, love that. Simon, final piece of advice.
You got to get ready for the new world, and technology is going to drive it. We're finding the restaurants which are embracing the technology are doing more successful. They're better able to communicate with their customers, collect order, do delivery, and find efficiencies. I think one thing that we found a lot of local sports bars who we were working with, what was missing was data collection. And that's actually something that our tech provides. We're able to collect data about consumers, their preferences, when they're likely to come in, expected attendance on different days around different sports events. So embrace technology. You know, this is going to be a tough time. What we're trying to do is take your restaurant, move it to a virtual world, create virtual menus, create virtual tables. And it's a change. It's weird. We know that. Everybody knows that. But this is a new world that we're facing, and people are also going to be looking for new ways to stay entertained. People are bored at home, and if you can create this new interactive, engaging cooking experience, you're going to get your existing patrons coming back, hopefully multiple days a week, to interact with you and enjoy your food as well. So embrace the change. It's happening. We want to be there to help you make it as easy as possible.
Awesome. Key takeaways. One, revenue is going to be painful, right? And there's going to be reduced capacity, limited upsells, especially with to-go orders. So look at things like tip pooling, charging tickets for special events. Love that idea. Two, train your staff to, as far as empathy goes. We got to up our empathy game for now and for the future. Three, virtual cooking classes. I thought that was just such a cool idea, really novel. Very engaging, and it really helps to build that relationship, which obviously is something that Ovation really cares a lot about. Four, change things up. Don't be afraid to try new things. We hear this over and over and over again, because it's the only way forward is by continually to take those steps and change things up. And then five, get ready for the new world. Let tech help you. Simon, Scotty, how do people find you, follow you, FanWide, Virtual Kitchen? What do?
You can just visit us online, fanwide.com, FANWIDE. From there, you can go connect with any of us, submit a contact form, or you're welcome to email Scott directly, scott@fanwide.com. Love to hear from you.
Okay, awesome. Go ahead, Scotty.
Absolutely. I'd love to help any restaurateur who's looking for that solution, that little edge that adds an extra 10% to the bottom line every single month. I mean, we're not going to get rich, but we can keep you moving forward until we get back to normal.
Absolutely. And so today's Ovation goes to you guys, Scotty and Simon, for innovating, for thinking outside the four walls, for helping restaurants and bars keeping their lights on and keeping open. Appreciate what you guys are doing, the pivots you're making. Really awesome and honored to have you guys on.
Thanks so much for having us, Zach. It's been great to be a part of this. Awesome to connect with you again. And hopefully we'll be on the same team as we work on some new stuff together too.
Love that. Okay, appreciate it, guys.
Have a good day, man. Thanks for the time.
Glad you're with us today, and thank you. Thank you to the risk takers, the troublemakers, the crazies who are keeping this world clothed and fed. You're the ones who deserve an Ovation. Again, this podcast was sponsored by Ovation. To see how we can help you grow your business, go to ovationup.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And as always, remember to give someone in your life an ovation today.